about how it is that that things get accomplished. What needed to be accomplished during the Cold War was to win it. In order to win it, we had to have a preponderance of strength. In order to have a preponderance of strength, we had to finance a defense industry. The notion that all of that is happening that we approve of is somehow financed by the wispy creation of money somewhere is, of course, the great delusion of modern liberalism. What was it in 1873 that caused the founding of this college? It was not any act of Washington, D.C., of any importance. What was it that caused the huge engine that slowly wiped away poverty for 90% of the American people? It wasn't anything done by Washington. It was things done by people like Edison and Ford and millions of other entrepreneurs. The whole notion that we should be grateful to the government for good health or for good education belies the central point. If I'm going to school and I'm not paying for it, somebody else is paying for it. Who is that person? If I'm getting medical care and I'm not paying for it, somebody else is paying for it. The notion of the mysteriously accumulating dollar in Washington, D.C. is the principal hallucination fostered by contemporary American liberalism. In fact, as in the case of Missouri, one half of 1% more money is spent from Washington to this state than the other way around. You are financing your own ventures for all intents and purposes. And money that sends to Washington, go to Washington, comes back here, spends an expensive night out on the town in Washington, and there is an attrition in that dollar that is returned to you. It is necessary in exploring the notion of what we learn from one another to engage the idea of progress. The traditional method philosophically and scientifically is thesis, antithesis, but then comes synthesis. I certainly would expect for the rest of my lifetime to learn from George McGovern and indeed from other liberals, but I am asking for a rejection of that which we have learned does not work. What is the answer to the crowning American problem of the day, which is very simply this: illegitimacy. For everyone, every illegitimate child, you have a 600% statistical increase in crime and poverty and dope addiction. What is it that liberalism tells us about illegitimacy? Only that we can't pray in schools. I think that's the most creative thing that they've ever come up with on this particular subject. So that liberalism refuses to accost genuine reality, preferring instead simply to cite free electricity in South Dakota 50 years ago. It wasn't free electricity. Somebody had to pay for it. I'm delighted they had electricity there. Though maybe if George McGovern as a child had read one fewer books, he might have enlightened us more.